Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Jasmine, returning your call for customer support. You left a number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling because there was a charge on my credit card from you guys, and I don't know what it's for. So I was hoping you can tell me, like, what's the customer support for?
The charge wasn't from us, ma'am. It was from a different company. Can I get that zip to zip, pull up your account so I can help you with that?
Sure. I don't know. So what company am I calling? Like who, what company are you guys?
We're a third-party call center that serves several different companies and work with different banks.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know if I have an account with you guys, but I guess we can try and figure that out. What information do you need?
The zip code
95120.
95125.
No, 95120.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought you said five.
I'm sorry, what?
I had thought you said five at the end of zero.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Farnese. Last name is Modi. Do you need me to spell it?
No, ma'am. I don't see your name popping up. Provide that phone number for me, ma'am.
My phone number,
Yeah.
408 821 9228.
And that's 408.
Four
Eight
zero
two
eight
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 two
two one
one nine two two
nine
eight.
two two eight.
Yes, ma'am. What you said your name was again?
Farnese Modi.
Okay. I found an account with your name. Can you verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
Yeah, it's 6292 Mojave Drive, San Jose, California.
You're from my hometown.
San Jose?
Ma'am,
Yes.
you're from the same area I'm from, except for I'm from San Diego, California. You're from San Jose.
Oh, you're from San Jose?
San
Oh, okay.
Diego.
Oh, well, I'm in San Jose, not San Diego.
I know that, ma'am. I say you're from the same, from the city, not the
Same
city, but the
state?
state.
Yes, California, yes. Okay.
Give me one moment, please bear with me. My system has been running slow all morning, and I'm waiting on your account to pull up.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do have your account pulled up. What were the charges you were inquiring about, ma'am?
I don't, there was some charge for like $67, end of November. Can you tell me what that was for, please?
The 67 on November 17th, you was charged $67.32 for a cooler.
A cooler?
Yes, ma'am. And on I want to say September 25th, you paid shipping and handling, which was only $5.74 for a cooler. That
Okay.
decline, and then they turned back around and billed you that same day in September on the 25th for that cooler for the shipping. It seems like a shipping and handling fee for $5.74 for the cooler. And you've been getting charged $67.32. Yeah, you've been getting charged $67.32. Let me see to make sure. From October 16th, November, and November 17th.
Okay.
Do
So this
you
is some kind of
remember
scam then.
any of those charges, ma'am?
So I remember, yeah, so the $5 one I did because I did a survey from Dick's Sporting Goods. And if you did it, then it said, okay, you can enter whatever, you get this cooler, but you have to pay $5 for shipping and handling. So I said, okay, fine. So I did that. And then I've never received anything since then. So I don't understand why, but the cooler was supposed to be free, and it was the $5 was just the shipping and handling.
Let me guess. You thought you was entering a survey to receive a cooler. It never got shipped to you. And
Right.
we get calls like this all the time. All I do is just sit here and do refunds, cancellations, and negotiate with the bank. So we get calls like this all the time, ma'am. So
Oh
what
my goodness.
I could actually tell you what that 574 was for. You enter a sweepstakes, meaning
Okay.
you enter yourself into a contest to win the cooler. If however they bill you monthly for that $67.32 for that cooler, and you get re-enter into that contest and they bill you monthly for that. However, I'm gonna get those charges reimbursed to you along with those shipping and handling charges. I'm gonna cancel out your card where they
Is
can't
this
use
through your?
your card
Okay.
anymore.
Okay. Yeah, my card has actually been placed on a hold now because I had no idea what this was. So I already talked to my bank earlier.
Did you
It's
get a
now
new
on hold.
card, ma'am?
I'm going to get a new card. Yes. The card just was got placed on hold last week. Okay, I don't understand this because I thought. Okay, I obviously didn't read whatever the fine print and all this stuff was, but do you know like what company is doing this?
Koala.
Koala?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this considered a scam? Because that's what it feels like.
Now for the sweepstakes, I'm not sure. I can't say because in like you said in the fine print on a website, most customers think they're entering some type of survey to get a cooler, and when you go into the terms and conditions, however, in the terms and conditions, it does let you know in the terms and conditions what you'll be entering, and it doesn't say terms and conditions when you click on it. It says contest terms and conditions.
Okay.
So it do let you know
Yeah.
in the terms and conditions what you're expecting, what to expect
Okay.
out of it. Are you gonna?
Okay. So
I'm
yeah, I mean if
asking
you could.
'cause before I give you these refunds, I don't want to give you these refunds and you're not gonna be with that bank anymore. But if you're gonna be with that bank, I can refund you that and it'll be onto your same account.
Please go ahead and do that. I will be with this bank and it will go
Okay.
back to my account. Yes. I mean, the card has been on hold, but my account hasn't been canceled.
And
Oh.
you receive that within 3 to 5 business days, which means you should receive it no later than December 16th.
Okay. Thank you so much. What was your name again?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. So you'll refund the two charges of 6732 as well as the shipping of 574.
Yes, ma'am. And I also see
Okay.
another charge on your account as well that I was gonna ask you.
Is it $34?
No, $39.99.
Yes, I saw that one too. What is
And I
that
don't,
one?
and I actually can't explain that one because on November, I mean not November, September 25th, it says the product is called HeroBot, and it got 000 for shipping and handling, but they charged you November 27th, $39.99.
Wow. Okay. Gosh. Okay. Yeah. I don't know
Get,
what that one is either. I didn't
please.
realize that one was also connected to this.
Yes, ma'am. Please give me a moment. Please give me a moment while I get this handled
Okay.
for you. It's gonna take a moment because I gotta give
Okay.
confirmation numbers and everything.
Sure. Thank you. I really appreciate your help so much.
You're welcome.
you. It's really hot, just FYI. It's frozen, so I just reheated it and it's been boiling. I have some flu medicine that once I've been, we've been taking this week. You feel like you feel a lot better once you take it. Kai and I both have been taking it. You want to take it? Yeah, so speak close. You want me to get you a liquid version of it? I mean, it's not that hard to take. Well, it has been helping. All I know is every time I've taken it and Kai's taken it, we both felt better. Anyway, eat if you want it, let me know. Honey, did you want the Milo? Are you going to work today still? Start. What you doing?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I ain't lose you, ma'am, because I know I said it'll take a minute, and it's taking a minute.
Yes.
Give me one moment while I finish doing that for you.
Okay, great. Don't eat that. The old lady, you. You okay, Sunny? money. Okay, where to start? Where to start? Start. Exactly, let's go. It's just water. It's just water. Hey, Paz. Paz. Hi. No worries. Did you already get Noah?
Yeah, I already picked him up.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay.
So here's, I didn't know if he said apple
That's
juice.
Perfect.
That
thank
okay?
you. That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Dev's like now sick, so.
Okay, so here's the
thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I just need a little bit of apple.
Sure?
Positive, yeah.
Strawberry.
Do you want to you want to keep the apple? Are you sure? It's a lot of apples. Oh, they didn't have like just the individual.
They didn't have the individual. They had all
oh,
the
okay. How about any red? It's fine, I guess.
And then I just grabbed you Susie, and then I just grabbed you.
Okay.
That's, the strawberries are like.
Yeah, kind of hit or miss right
yeah.
now. Okay. Okay.
And how
thank
are you,
you
guys? Okay.
Yeah, I'm finally feeling a lot better.
Okay.
But Dev just is now not feeling good. Yeah. So thank you. How much is everything? And
oh
please don't
God.
Tell me it was literally
five.
I'm
working on this thing for Aiden and
this
thing for her spot to do those pillows, those ties. I don't know how you sat there for like hours.
What pillows?
I'm doing like making pillows. I did
oh,
this for the other kids.
Oh, yes.
I'll just let you know I'm still
yes.
here, ma'am.
You're still okay. You're still working on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm still here as well. Go ahead.
You know, you know the pillows where you have to cut them out in different things and you put an insert. And it's a no-tie pillow. So similar to the blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
how many are you doing?
Just like 5 or 6 for the class.
Okay.
You know, we have to cut the layout. And she wants 2 inches between, I mean, half an inch between each one of the things.
So like there, that, I would not have done that. That's way too much time. Why does she want that?
That's what she put on the assignment thing. Half an inch, that's what they want. And it has to be all evenly, and some of them are overlapping, so you've got 3 because the pillow has an insert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this, I asked my mom, like, are you doing that too? I'm like, she's like, I know, it was awful. I'm like, I don't know, okay,
oh
why? Just so I could, like, sit there, because I'm like, it took out, like, for half an inch.
That's crazy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine get bigger and bigger every time I do it because I'm just like, what does it matter? Sorry.
She wants them all straight because, you know, the teacher for the kids. And I understand
oh, wait.
That.
Oh, they're going to tie it?
But it's going to end up that we're going to, but that's the day. The reason I'm doing this for her is because I was supposed to be there to go help her tie, but that's the day that Dean's going for an endoscopy. And I'm
oh,
like, I can't do that day. I'll help with other things.
And half an inch, that's almost too much for them to even do.
I have a feeling that I'm going to end up doing most of them before I give it to her because she's like, there are not enough parents to volunteer that day. I'm like, well, sorry, I cannot do that day because I'm out.
And you know what? Give her some feedback. Just go, this is too many. Like,
yeah.
And you can just tell her, I've done these before, and, like, other parents have done this before, and this is too much for anybody. Like, it doesn't.
It almost felt like,
it's almost,
like these are hours and hours and hours. I'm like, okay, it's taking way too long.
Yeah, people are not going to volunteer to help you to do these things if that's how. Like,
yeah, I almost
just be
like,
I already talked to a couple parents, and they're
much.
Never going to help you with this in
I
the
know,
future. You have to make it manageable.
We're like, Mom, I can't just use our pillow. I'm like, I know, but.
Oh my god! Take a picture of it after. I'm just curious to see, like, what the heck? That's
yeah,
crazy.
Sure.
Even like, how big are the pillows? Just like normal.
They're like 14 by 14.
That's not even that much, I guess. But still, that's
like,
too much.
Yeah. The holes all around the pillow.
And you're doing them together, right? Front, side, back. You're not doing them individually.
So there's 3 pieces because they have an insert. So there's 3 different pieces. So they're overlapping.
So 1 full and then 2 and 2. Okay.
Yeah,
one
overlap,
and one. Okay. Yeah.
There's like a good amount of overlapping.
Right.
So a good amount of 3.
So, but the important part when you do all that is you have to tie off the corner so that everything else stays together.
So yeah, at the end, she said once you're done with all that, then tie the all the corners.
Don't even, not even when you're done, just start tying some randomly
together.
Because it's,
I'm like,
if someone moves it, then that's going to be like
thing.
A nightmare.
I'm not gonna touch anything. I need the whole cabinet. I need the space because
no, I'm
clothes.
Sorry. How's Dean feeling?
He's feeling.
Okay. Thank you so much for
oh,
that.
No,
okay.
I didn't
okay.
I didn't go to Costco.
No, don't worry about it at all.
She has, like, bleeding issues, and she's, like, the anemic thingy, so I walk her dog. It takes, like, an hour. I walk her dog every day this week, so that's why I'm, like,
that's so nice.
And then,
did you have to go to Trader Joe's?
No, I mean, yeah, I did.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, I totally did.
Said, all right.
I should have gone to Costco.
Oh, my gosh. Don't worry about it. Hi, Noah. Or Aiden are in the car. Okay, so I said hi. Okay. Aiden looks so cute today. When you sent the picture out, I thought his hair was white. You did. Like Einstein? Ah. You look so good. Did you have fun? Oh, okay. Yeah, glasses. Could I like that a lot? Hi, Noah. Okay. All right, you guys.
Do you guys want some?
No, thank you. That's positive. Positive. See you guys later. Bye.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I did get those refunded back to you. However,
okay.
I couldn't get the $39.99 refunded to you. I'm not sure why, but I did get that subscription canceled out to you, and I did OTB in blacklisted. But however, I did get the 2 charges from October and November the 16th and the 17th refunded to you, along with the charge for $5.74 where you paid shipping and handling back in September refunded for you. Let me know when you're ready for those confirmation numbers.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
The confirmation number from September the 25th is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
261-261-801-801-271. Let me know when you have that.
271. So C as in Charlie, 261-801-271. And that's from not September 17th, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
The charge for 6732 from October the 16th is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
142.
Okay.
208.
Okay, so C as in Charlie, 262-142-208.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. The charge for C-32 as well from November the 17th is C as in Charlie.
And the first confirmation you gave me was for the 574, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, great. Sorry, I just had that the wrong one. The second one was for the first 6732, and now, okay, and then I'm ready for the last one.
Yes, ma'am. CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Okay.
650.
650.
904.
Okay. And then you said for the $39.99, you can't get that reverse?
No, ma'am. I don't know why, but let me try again. Because
okay.
It won't let me the first time, and I honestly. No, ma'am. It won't let me.
Do you know what it's for?
Oh, yes. I did do it. I just tried to do it twice for $39.99. I'm sorry, ma'am. It just didn't show up on there.
That's okay.
It's C as in Charlie. You're welcome. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
I had to go back into my notes. 262.
262.
855.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and you'll see those within 3 to 5 business days. I did it today on December the 9th on a Friday, so you should receive all of those back onto your account no later than December the 16th.
Okay, thank you so much for your help, Jasmine. I appreciate it. And then you've canceled this account, right? So it shouldn't happen again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I really, really appreciate all your help and all the time you spent on the phone with me today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am, and no problem. I'm glad I was a big help.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. And where are you at? So you
were
originally from San Diego?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised. I live in Alabama now. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
A big difference.
Yes. I plan on going back, though.
Okay. Alabama's probably very different from Southern California, for sure, huh?
Yes, it is. Like, yes, it is.
Night and day, yeah.
Yes.
My next door neighbor is from Louisiana, kind of where I guess Texas and Louisiana border. And yeah, he lives here now, and he's just like, I'll never be able to go live in the South again.
Yeah,
not gonna happen.
I miss home so much.
Oh, I'm sure. There's nothing like California.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, well,
ma'am.
Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am, and have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye.